Tell about anger management. Have a sit. See, that's what. These are good questions you're asking, and make sure you ask it. How many of you think that you can't control your anger? You all think that you can't control your anger? Okay, have a sit. Okay, put your hands up. So anger management. Many of you told it cannot be controlled. Okay, what I believe is it can be 100% controlled. Can you show your anger to the principal of this college? Right? You can't. No, you can't show. Right? Some people will say, no, no, I can show. It doesn't matter. Right? Some people can show in the bathroom. Okay, that's good. So what happens is that anyone who's more powerful, so what happens in the last 2 years, 2 days campus, it was a very a local place where I gave it. They said, no, 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 I can show anger to principal also. No issues. He will throw me, I have no issues. Then I told him, okay, if some gunda comes in with a stick, will you, what are you going to do? You'll show your anger to him also. He said, no, 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 I'll fight back, I have no issues. Then I told him, okay, if someone comes with a gun, what's the plan? You don't have a gun, I know that, right? So if you come, then what is it? Oh, that time I'll control. Right? So someone who's more powerful to you, you'll never show your anger. Someone who's more weaker to you, you show your anger. That is the truth. So anger is 100% controllable. Agree?
Yes.
Now never ever raise your hand when someone says you can control your anger or not. 100% you can control. Now how anger comes? Okay, anger, let's take it this way. I normally give an example of a pressure cooker. Okay, pressure cooker is there, there's water in the pressure cooker. Everything is okay, you're all pressure cookers with water. Which is calm, no issues. But then what you do is, you put it under a flame. The flame can be irritation, someone calling you bad words, someone irritating you, you have a leg pain, you have a head pain, all this will build up. You had a breakup, you're not satisfied with some girls, all this will bring flame. Slowly, 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 this flame will come, flame will come, flame will come, the whistle will come on. So the whistle is the anger. Right? You know why most of the people, men, die with heart attack? Most of the people don't release this whistle. They keep the anger within themselves. Like some people going in the bathroom and shouting. That is anger keeping inside. Because you are, what happened in the bathroom when you shout, what happens? You are only getting back the shoutings. You think about it. Right? Sorry? No, what happens is that in the bathroom when you shout, you call him all the bad words. Who's listening to the bad word? You are only listening. So you're shouting to yourself only. So don't do this bathroom shouting. It's a waste of time. Indirectly, it's hitting you, hitting you, hitting you, hitting you. So you do this. What's happened is, whenever you shout in the bathroom, the flame is being powerful and powerful only. Only if the principal hears only, that channel will go back. Here it's coming back to you. So why many people die with heart attack? They compress, they tell in the bathroom with not going. That energy is not going. It's still within your system. What happens when the pressure cooker's whistle is not ready? It blasts. That's when you have a heart attack. Right? That's the concept of anger. So the point is, how do you reduce this anger? The other problem with anger is that the whistle will always hurt the people closer to you. It's normally your family. Always remember, the greatest people who are affected by your anger is your family. And slowly, 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 they will start going away, because if you only go away, the anger won't hurt you. And the other funniest part, most of the reason for your anger are outside people. They will come once in a while, raise the flame and run. Right? And after then the pressure will build up, your family will come, all your younger brother, everyone will get. Right? So how manage that suppression? So every anger is a kind of suppression. If you suppress that, it will blast with anger. If you find the answer for that, for example, when someone calls you a bad word, what do? Did I tell this in the last session? No? If someone calls you a bad word, what do? You will call them back with all the bad word? No? Or you'll, some people suppress, oh, why he's calling me bad word, you keep quiet and go? Sorry? You smile?
Yes, sir.
Who smiles? Okay, that's good. What do? You smile, that's good. But when you're smiling, are you smiling with a suppression or are you genuinely smiling? Genuinely smiling. Okay. Some people suppress, some people genuinely say. Genuinely people are the right way to go. But I have taken it to the next level. Right? To kill them from calling. Right? They'll never even think of calling you. You know what I do? When someone calls me a bad word, I say, hey, continue calling, it sounds very good for me. Hey, what did, oh, my mother, can you tell me another better bad word for my mother? You know who you are, you know who your mother is, you know who your father is. If he calls your mother a dog, does she become a dog? So what do you say? Call, call, call. How much you want to call? Some people will not stop, some people will stop. Some people who don't stop, take a chair, sit with him. Let's sit together. You call me whatever you want. Once you're finished, let's have a nice time together. He will stop. Right? But some people won't stop after that also. For those people, they keep calling, calling, hey, talk, 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 your sound, you know, it's just so good to my ears. It sounds like Shreya Ghoshal, you tell him. He will stop then and there. Right? So what you're doing is, you're trying with your positivity to change him. And that is what you got to do. Right? If you're smiling with no suppression, that's the best way to go. But still he keeps calling because there's some irritation in you. That's why he's continuously calling you. Right? If you're smiling and still the guys keep continuing calling you, somewhere around you're getting irritated. That's why he's continuing. But once he knows that you're impossible, then he will stop then and there. So what I'm doing, I'm destroying the flame completely. I'm just switching off the gas. So whatever you do, whichever irritation you have, switch off the gas. That will not come. Did I answer your question about anger management? Did I answer? No or yes? No, then what's your doubt? No? So next thing what you got to find out is, I'll tell you a little more detail. When you're a baby, you had anger? No, right? You're happy this one. When did I start getting this anger? Is it from school? Is it from college? Is it right now? What did I start suppressing in school? Is it my friends irritating me? Is it my, you know, irritation? Or is it, you know, someone making fun of me? Or someone always bothering me, comparing me. Sometimes parents compare you to someone else, continuously your anger will build up. So find the answer for that. Anger will go. Never ever try to control your anger. You're going to die with a heart attack, I'll tell you now only. So find that flame. When did you start to change? When does anger come into your life? Why did this anger come to your life? Then only you will know where the flame is. And then switch that off. Now your doubt is clear? Yeah? Okay.